Here's retirement phase expert Phil Cannella with today's report.
America is facing a looming financial crisis. We're a country saddled in debt. Government debt, student loan debt, and household debt. The stock market's on steroids. The state pensions have been raided, and Medicare and Social Security are going broke. Wages have not kept up with inflation. Technology is replacing workers, and jobs shipped overseas are not coming back so fast. Yet Wall Street, the Federal Reserve, and Main Street media urge the American people to keep the faith in the Fed's monetary policies. Now, that's a tall order when, since 2000, we've been through two market crashes and are still recovering from the Great Recession of 2008. In preparation for this next upcoming stock market crash, there's been an increase in advertisements for gold and precious metals as a way to hedge against economic catastrophe. However, with the country in $22 trillion of federal debt and climbing, the government does not have the reserves to bail out the economy once again. And that's according to David Walker, former Comptroller General of the Government Accountability Department. The situation is eerily similar to the conditions right before the Great Depression in 1929. If the nation goes into bankruptcy once again, I believe the government, either via Congress or a presidential executive order, would take this opportunity to siphon money from the public once again by demanding people surrender their gold. There is a precedent for such an action, the Gold Reserve Act. On April 3rd of 1933, President Franklin Roosevelt signed a gold bill where people were forced to sell their gold to the U.S. government or face jail for 10 years. Knowing paper money was scarce, gold became the best form of the American people's wealth, and the government knew it. Right now, the spot price of gold is at a high of over $1,426 per ounce, an astronomical difference between the $20.70 an ounce in 1933. The gold bill was repealed by President Ford in 1974. However, who's to say this type of government seizure won't happen again? Whether or not you own gold as part of your retirement nest egg and are at or near retirement age, now would be a good time to speak to a retirement phase expert who can successfully guide you and protect your investments from any economic catastrophe in the future.
To hear more stories that will impact your financial future, join Phil Cannella and Joanne Small this Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Crash Proof Retirement Show, only on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.